New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Today is Friday, August 9th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week now. And you guys listen, and I don't know. It's kind of fun listening. I mean, I say that I hate solo pod. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, I wish I had a podcast with a co-host. Well, I do. I do have a podcast with a co-host. But I'm like, oh, I miss Dubious Intent because I miss having like a morning zoo kind of co-hosted podcast. But, and that, you know, solo shows are so boring to listen to. And then I'm like, I don't know why you guys listen to my show. But honestly, it is kind of like you know the person, right? It's kind of like you're friends. And then if you ever meet, you feel like you're friends because you know so much about them. I mean, for me, though, when I meet listeners, I don't know a lot about them, so sometimes it's a little, you know, it's like, oh, you know so much about me, and I don't know anything about you. But I do want to shout out to Greg B. on the Twitter. He said, hey, Adam, started listening recently and enjoy your condensed personal journal format. Not a fan of the what day it is, though. You ask for opinions, and that's mine, but it's your podcast. Well, Greg, today is National Rice Pudding Day. A variety of recipes exist for rice pudding. All of them included cooked rice as a base ingredient and combine a milk, such as cow's, coconut, evaporated, or cream, with bread. Sugar, molasses, or honey gives the pudding a sweet taste, along with other flavors, such as vanilla, nutmeg, and cinnamon. You know, when I used to, and Greg, I do appreciate your input, and that was just a little, I'm like, yes, everyone, give me your opinion as long as it's positive. No, seriously, I want your input. I want everyone's input because I want to make, I mean, this is a personal journal show, so it's not like I'm really entertaining anyone. I mean, let's face it, I'm not doing comedy here or singing a song or anything like that. I mean, although you guys did get to hear me play trumpet. So, I mean, hey, it was so funny actually, because there's the recording that comes on the speaker right before the show begins says, hi everyone, I'm Brad Reed. You know, he's like a local celebrity. He was on the local news. I don't even think he's still on the local news, but he was on the local news. So it's one of those local celebrity things. And I was listening back the other day. I was, you know, we were getting ready to start, and it says no recording is allowed. And I was like, and that's even in the recording that I made. So if you go back and listen to the episode where I have the recording of our little beginning number, I've broken the rules of the theater, and it even says in the recording, no recording is allowed. So it's kind of ironic. But anyway, so, I mean, this is not really an entertainment podcast. So, I mean, you know, anything that I do is just me kind of doing whatever the hell I want to do, just kind of telling about my life. But I do care about you guys' opinions. And, you know, I will take them into account. And it's funny because I'm a people pleaser. So it's going to become very difficult when I ask. And I want you guys to give me your opinion. But it's going to be so difficult because here's the deal. Some of you are going to love things, and some of you are going to hate things, and I want to please everyone. And it's like, how am I going to please everyone? I can't. Like, it's impossible. So I don't know how I'm going to work that out. But what I think I'm going to do, and I've only gotten one response to that question, so I mean, of my millions of listeners out there, right? I've only gotten one response so far. So, you know, I'm going to take it with a grain of salt. But you are a new listener, Greg. So, you know, I mean, I should take yours with a larger grain of salt because you're new. And all these old people, they've stuck with me for a long time, for the 5 or 6 years that I've been doing this show. I don't even know how long or when I started Geeky Gay. I've been podcasting forever. I started podcasting back in like 04, I want to say. I don't know. Maybe it was 05. I don't know. I started a long time ago. It's been 13, 14 years at this point. But what I wanted to say is I'm kind of digging the daily, you know, today is whatever day. But I think there's going to be a happy medium. I mean, we'll see what all the rest of my millions of fans out there say. But I think maybe I was taking too long. So, like, I was reading an entire long, you know, 5 or 6 paragraphs. It was taking 3 or 4 minutes. And you guys weren't getting as much of the wonderful daily activities from me, right? So. But it also is that my life has just been work and getting ready for Pride 48. And I have nothing else going on. So it's like, what am I going to talk about for 10 minutes? And then when New Orleans is over and I remove that New Orleans advertisement from the front, that's like another minute worth of talking. So my diet. Let's just talk about my diet here. Oh, I was going to say, I think I really like rice pudding. When I was growing up, my grandfather used to, the way that he would get me to eat rice is he would add butter and sugar to the rice. I don't know if anyone else has done that, but he would add butter and sugar to the rice. And to this day, I mean, today I'll eat plain rice and I love rice with, you know, Indian food. Today for lunch, or yesterday for lunch, I had butter chicken and I had that on top of some white rice. And Mark, you know, he's Filipino, so we have rice with a lot of different things. Sometimes I'll make breakfast and I'll make an egg or some eggs. He loves bacon, and then I'll make rice and I'll put all that on top of the rice. So, you know, I really like rice, but one of my favorite ways to have rice is still with butter and sugar. So it's not, you know, but my diet, speaking of butter and sugar, I was like, okay, I'm going to go on the cruise. I'm going to gain a little bit of weight, but as soon as I come back, I'm going to go back on a diet and I'm going to lose all that weight plus some more. And I'm going to get down to like 150 for this whole Pride 48 stuff. I have not done very well. Even this week. So last week I did lose a pound, but I gained 7 pounds on the cruise. So I'm still 6 pounds heavier than I was before I went on the cruise. Pride 48 is now in, I mean, we're starting, today's Friday, so we're starting in exactly 7 days from today. And as I'm recording this, literally, it's almost exactly 7 days. And there's no way I'm going to get down to 150 in the next 7 days. I mean, it's impossible. But this week I was like, okay, I'm going to go hardcore. I'm going to do less than 1,000 calories a day. I'm going to do all of this stuff. I have not been. It was so bad yesterday. I caught myself, because apparently I'm sleepwalking around. I caught myself going to the refrigerator because I was hungry. And we have a can of Ready Whip in the refrigerator. And one of my favorite things to do is to take the Ready Whip and squirt it into my mouth. Just the Ready Whip by itself. And I figured out that Ready Whip followed by a pretzel is really good. And nobody's going to wonder why I haven't lost any additional weight this week. Although I have stayed below 1,500 calories almost every day this week. So I wanted to stay below 1,000, but at between 1,500 and 1,800 calories a day, I should lose a little bit of weight, but I'll probably just lose a pound again. So then I'll still be 5 pounds more than I was when we went on the cruise. So when we went on the cruise, I was 155. It looks like I'm still going to be around 160 by the time Pride 48 starts, even if I fast. Let's say I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to eat for 2 or 3 days. The most I could lose is 2 or 3 pounds, right? because you don't burn more than 2,000 or 3,000 calories a day, and that's with exercise. So even if I don't eat anything at all, there's just no way. So I'm just, once again, I'm just going to go down there with my dad bod. Although I did finish shaving my back today. Are you guys interested? I'm not asking for feedback on this, but I did finish shaving my back today. And this morning when I was getting ready for work. So I've done that. Now I just need to trim everywhere else. I'm not going to completely shaved my shoulders and my back for anyone who cares. But I'm not going to I'm not going to shave completely the rest. I'm going to do like a one or a two on, the guard that comes with the shaver. And just to get, I'm going to cut those weeds down a little bit. But anyway, I've just been doing horrible on my diet. Not horrible. I mean, horrible would be Whataburger every day, which I haven't done. But, squirting Ready Whip in your mouth, even though it's only 25 calories per squirt, is not a way to be on a diet. But, whatever it is. Other than that, and Annie and getting ready for Pride 48, I've done jack shit. I had a meeting with my boss today, and, that went okay. I mean, it was a one-on-one, so it's just like a bitch fest, where you're like, oh, these are the things that I'm upset about, and these are the things that I'm happy about, and all that kind of stuff. And work kind of got busy the last couple of hours, because it always does before you take a trip. I don't know why work always gets busy like 2 hours before you leave. It never fails. Everyone needs help. Everyone's messaging you. Something's going wrong. I finally just had to give up, turn on my out-of-office message, and leave. So, I don't know. All right, well, welcome, Greg. I hope you enjoy the show. I didn't even ask you if you were enjoying it. But for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBTQ podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.